Well, I'm sure by now you've heard the news of Coach Kubiak taking over as head coach.
Oh, I have. I think that's great. I think, he and John have worked extremely well together. They were, worked together for a long time with Gary, backing John up. And, Gary was always prepared. That's the one thing you count on, which is very difficult to do. You know, as to be the backup quarterback and prepare yourself each week as if you're the starter. And you could always count that, Gary was going to be ready to play in case something happened to John. And a few times that John, was hurt or was sick, Gary stepped in and did a, tremendous job. And, I thought he did a good job at Houston. Had some problems, with the quarterback situation. But, I think he's ready now to come back to Denver and do a great job.
When John Elway and Joe Ellis introduced Coach Kubiak, they said things like he was a perfect fit and that he's a Bronco, which is why this made so much sense. And when you think about the atmosphere that Pat Bowlen's tried to foster here, why do you think that was important when they identified Coach Kubiak as being the next head coach?
Well, I think certainly when you spend as much time as Gary did with the Denver Broncos, and that was, the team that he played for so many years, and then, the room with John to be John's, best friend, I do think it's, an ideal situation for him. And, he's done it right. He's worked under a lot of different systems, worked under some really good, coaches that have, given him a lot of different ideas of different ways to do things. And, he's been successful. So, I think this is a great fit for him.
What do you know about, you just touched on his work ethic, Coach. What do you know about his ability to connect with the other coaches on his staff and the players on his team to help elicit everyone buying into a common goal?
Well, I think, first of all, he's been a player, and I think players respect that he's been through it. He's not going to ask them something ask them to do something that he wouldn't have done himself. And, he's been a part of very successful organizations and, knows what it takes to be successful. And you don't do that unless you're able to work together with people. And I think that's one of his, strengths. I think he's very even-keeled. Gets along great with, with people. And yet I think when it comes time for him to be, the authority, I don't think he has a problem with that. So I know this, I really feel like he'll have, his football team paired week in and week out, and they'll be motivated to play hard.
He just told me in an interview, in terms of talking to players and motivating them, he said he's going to be honest and he's going to be straightforward. How important is the ability to do both of those things? How important is that to be a successful and productive head coach?
Well, I don't think there's any question. When I left Denver, Coach Landry told me basically the same thing that he just said. He said, be yourself, because people will pick up on a phony quicker than anything. So that's all Gary's got to do is be himself. And then, he said, always tell the truth. And if you're going to be straightforward, that's what you got to do. Sometimes they may not like it, but you got to tell them the truth, and I think players, appreciate that.